Percy from Opinion Research, and we're talking to people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues in the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. So, do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
What's up?
Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yeah.
All right. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yeah.
All right. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent? All right. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
All right. And is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
Negative. All right. How would you rate the overall quality of condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'm literally driving down the road hitting potholes. So
oh, all right.
Bad.
All right. So would that be poor then?
Yeah. I lost a tire not long ago to this.
Oh, wow. All right. So, and which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? So the first one is, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. Number two, the city has made repairs or fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or number three, no repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
I don't really know how to answer that. Like, I got a 14-year-old in my backseat right now. I could do a better job repairing than what I've seen.
Oh.
So,
all right.
It's not good. Yeah.
All right. So would you want to keep it as, like you don't really know how to explain it? Or maybe the last one, which is, like, no repairs or fixes have been made?
They tried, but, I mean, it's just, like, poured asphalt in a pothole.
All right. So maybe the second one, then, which is, like, they have made repairs, but there's still, like, a lot of things that need to be fixed.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So how would you rate the overall quality or, like, overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the levels of services provided by your local and state government? Would you say it's much too high, somewhat high, about right, or a bit low?
It's way too high. I don't believe in taxation.
All right. So as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considered a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. So if you could please cast your vote as a yes or no on each of the following three separate opinions. So opinion number one says, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorated water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed?
No.
No? All right. So option two is, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of
three quarters?
All right. Just no?
Yeah. I'm not giving them any more money. They can't spend what they've already got correctly.
All right. And then option three is, would you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city streets and road maintenance?
Come on. You know my answer. No.
All right. Would that be a no as well?
Yeah, no. No to any of it. They can't spend the money that they already have properly, so I don't want to give them any more.
All right. So next, do you agree or disagree with the statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? So the statement is, taxes are high enough already, and we can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it.
Taxes are high enough already.
So would you agree with that then, with the statement?
I think, yeah.
All right.
I mean, it's worded funny.
Oh, all right. Would you want me to repeat it again for clarification? Oh, or are you good?
No, it's just taxes are too high.
All right. And then lastly, we just have a few short statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. And if you could rate each one as being either very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all. So the first one is, the city's public work department has a solid record of accomplishment, maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work.
Not persuasive at all.
All right. Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 0.5-cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Goodwin Springs.
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive at all?
Nope.
All right. Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more.
Not persuasive.
100% of all money raised by this street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
Yeah, not persuasive.
Voting yes for a 1-full-cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than it is currently necessary.
Not persuasive.
As a significant proportion of the sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents to make purchases here, we get good roads and streets and outsiders who use them contribute.
Nope.
Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, this is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself.
It's not persuasive because they've already taken a whole lot of money and they can't do anything correctly with it in the first place, so no.
All right. The full 1-cent sales tax option provides additional money to do a full roadway and under-the-street infrastructure repair all at once so that when the streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced.
Nope, not persuasive.
All right. Since the cost of construction materials for road repair is
I'm sorry, how many more of these are there?
Because
none of these are going to be persuasive. I am adamant and, like, they're all full of shit.
Oh, all right. Well, there's just two more, like, just one I was reading and one more, and then we're done with this segment. So, again, since, like, the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly since voters last approved the 0.5-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 0.25-cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done.
Nope, not persuasive.
All right. And then the last one for this segment is, by voting yes for the full cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, like leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive onto our streets.
Not persuasive. I don't think there's anything in the world that would make me think the government needs more money.
All right. Then for this one, it's just kind of like if like this information kind of changed your mind. So do you remember what the option one was, which was to renew the 1-cent sales tax and an additional 0.5-cent for a total of 1 cent? Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
All right. So would you vote yes or no on
that
one?
Wait. What? I'm sorry. I'm trying to unload my car.
Oh, no worries. So now for this kind of part, it's just kind of repeating the first three questions to see if you'd change your mind, essentially. So do you remember what the option one was again, or would you want me to read it again?
No. Read it again, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to say that they don't need any more money.
All right. So option one, again, was to renew the 0.5-cent sales tax and add an additional 0.5-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of, like, replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed. So would you still vote yes or no? All right.
No,
so,
I just don't want them to have any more money, so I don't think they should have any more taxes.
All right, and then the option two again is to renew the one half cent sales tax and add an additional 0.25 cent to a total of 0.75 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of, like, replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Well, that's still, would you vote?
So
still
they're still asking for money, right?
Essentially, yeah.
Increasing
taxes. Yeah, they're, like, increasing it little by little. Option one is to increase it 1/2. Option two is to increase it 1/4. And then option three is to continue just the 0.5-cent. So, based on now the option three, do you vote yes or no to continue the 0.5-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance?
Can we end that one? Would no mean that... Oh, I see how this is played.
So yeah, just if you're not giving us the option to end the tax, then on that one, then yeah, I guess you just continue with what you got. We don't want to increase it anymore.
So would you go yes on this one then, to continue the 1.5 cent sales tax?
Yeah, just continue it, because there's no option in there to say no to end the 1.5 cent sales tax.
All right. And then finally, if voters approve any of these three sales ballot tax, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repair and replacement projects and contract for
repairs? I completely oppose it.
Completely oppose it? All right. So what is your gender?
Oh, excuse the fuck out of me. Did you ask me what my gender is, you motherfucker?
Yeah.
Sorry. Go to fucking hell. I'm serious. You kind of people are what's fucking everything up. I mean, goddamn. You can't figure out what the fuck I am? Are you fucking serious? You can't fucking tell who I am. What I am.
I mean,
fuck
I
you.
Male.